Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
And now we'll open the phones for a few minutes for those of you in the 99% who feel the Occupy movement on Wall Street or anywhere else does not speak for you. We've been having a lot of Occupy organizers on recently as this week went along and in recent weeks, and certainly yesterday on the occasion of the second month anniversary and the big protests. Now we're going to give voice to some of you who look on kind of perplexed or ambivalent or hostile, even though you don't make $1 million a year or even $200,000 a year. 212-433-WNYC. If you feel you're in the 99%, but Occupy Wall Street doesn't speak for you. 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. And I guess this could fall into several categories of you. Some of you agree with the underlying principles of Occupy Wall Street, that there's an unfair distribution of wealth in our society, and the wealthy, especially those at the tops of the banking industry, are not accountable for what they do. And yet, even though you see these as fundamental problems, something about Occupy Wall Street as a movement, the protests, the marches, the day of action, blocking the Brooklyn Bridge, whatever, or crowding the Brooklyn Bridge, just doesn't sit well with you. Is that you, 212-433-WNYC? Or did you start out agreeing with the Occupy folks and then change your mind somewhere along the line? Didn't like what Zuccotti Park looked like, or decided that they were for more radical principles than the bankers are for, or whatever? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. And as always on this show, there's room here for the ambivalent. If you're still just not sure, if there are things you like about the Occupy movement but feel in some ways they don't speak for you, 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. Ed in South Jamaica, Queens. You're on WNYC. Thanks for calling, Ed.
Yeah, hello, Brian. Can you hear me?
I can hear you fine.
Yeah, basically, I've been involved in movement politics in New York, in general, in Queens, specifically South Jamaica, Queens. I've been involved with different organizations. I've even been out to Zuccotti Park and participated in some of the General Assemblies. And to be totally honest with you, I feel they don't represent me, and I'm going to tell you why. You know, I've heard so much about this movement. I don't really call it a movement. I call it a reaction because, to me, in my experience in movement politics, a movement has set goals and defined parameters and tries to set up something. And this reaction is just a reaction to the social inequality and economic injustice is going on. Mm-hmm. But the bottom line is this. The movements I've been with, you measure them. And how do you measure a movement? How many people have you fed? How many homes have you saved? How many lives have you saved by quashing neighborhood beefs and scuffles? There's organizations that have been in action in this city for years. I'm going back to the days when my mother brought me out to protest the shooting of Eleanor Bumpus. I'm going back to the days when we were petitioning Howard Beach, and we got and that led to getting Mayor David Dinkins, the first black mayor of this city, elected. And all I'm saying is that you don't measure a movement by how many people got arrested. You mm-hmm. understand what I'm saying?
Right. How about they would argue? How about the fact that they've drawn so much attention now and gotten people in the mainstream media and everywhere to talk about inequality in America as a primary issue when it was being shoved aside before?
Well, it was being shoved aside by mainstream media, but in all the circles I've been in since 19—I've been in organizations, the People's Organization for Progress out in Jersey. We've been talking about social inequality and economic inequality since 1990s. You understand what I'm saying? So it's not a new conversation mm-hmm. to me and those in my circle. And one more thing. I'm a stickler for language, and this is part of the problem with this movement, or a reaction. Everybody says the two-month anniversary. Anniversary comes from the Latin word anniversarium, which roughly translates into an event, an occasion that is celebrated annually, every 12 months. Last time I checked, the year on the Julian calendar had 12 months, not two.
Ed is going to be our new Latin teacher. Ed, thanks a lot. I really appreciate your voice.
Thank you.
And Matt in Cattaraugus County, you're on WNYC. Hi, Matt.
Hey, Brian. How are you?
Good.
Yeah, I guess my big gripe is just that the Occupy Wall Street movement, there's all this rhetoric about capitalism and anti-capitalism, and I don't see capitalism as the problem. It's, you know, capitalism, Wall Street is just a function of capitalism, and it's the unethical abuse of capitalism and the political manipulation that causes the problems, not the system of capitalism.
Well, the occupiers would say it's the dominance of capitalism over our political system, its sort of capturing of our democracy, that leads to the excesses that you're concerned about, too. What would you say?
Yeah, well, I agree. I mean, but again, I think it comes from more, we need more intelligent regulation of Wall Street and or corporate America or what have you. But it's, but there's this notion that breeds, you know, I mean, if you start talking about anti-capitalism, maybe you start moving in the direction of socialism. That's not a good direction either. For the record, I don't apply to any political party. I denounce the Democrats and the Republicans alike. I mean, I think that the whole system is broken.
But you want a smarter capitalism, not an anti-capitalism.
I'm sorry?
You just want a smarter capitalism, not an anti-capitalism.
Absolutely. Capitalism is the solution. It's not the problem. Absolutely.
Matt, thank you very much. Call us again. David in Forest Hills. You're on WNYC. Hi, David.
Yes, hi. I was inconvenienced for about an hour. I was prevented from going to work yesterday in the morning and for about a little over an hour. And it was very unfortunate that other New Yorkers who, you know, I don't make much money, and other people were prevented from getting to work. It's costing the city millions, and, you know, it's really unfair. And I also think that WNYC is doing a poor job by celebrating and giving so much attention and so much sympathy. And I think that people will vote. I think WNYC should think twice, because people are not going to give. And people, I stopped giving, and I'm not going to give anymore, because your program and your view and your reporting of the Occupy Wall Street is very, very, you know, slighted and towards them, and it's really unfair the way you're portraying them as heroes and giving them so much attention and encouragement and everything like that, and you're not really covering the horrible damage it's causing to New York City. $3 million, it's, you know, people are losing money at a time that the city's in financial debt, and it's really horrible the way WNYC is, you know, portraying them as some kind of hero movement, which they're not.
Well, I don't think we've ever portrayed them
yes,
as a...
Yes, you are.
Well,
yes,
wait.
You are.
We're
you
giving,
are. You're
we're
giving
doing...
them so much time, and you're portraying them some kind of a hero movement,
David.
And they're just basically disaffected people who have given up or are sour and are not looking to actually get their views into some kind of party or some kind of formulation that was demanding some kind of rights, and it's going to get violent. Because people are getting frustrated. There are no way that they actually can voice or change anything. And it's going to go towards violence. And
let me follow up. Last I looked, we were in the middle right now of a segment of callers for whom being in the 99% does not mean.
Okay, this is the first. Let me tell you. I listen to WNYC, and I listen to the podcast. And if you look at WNYC's portrayal of the Occupy Wall Street, it's overly sympathetic. You're giving him too much time. You're giving him too much sympathy. And you're not looking at the police who are putting themselves in alarm with overtime. And they're being harmed. And other New Yorkers are being harmed.
Well, David, I'll respectfully...
New York City overweighs any amount of so-called free speech. It's
the cost
anarchy
to...
there. There are anarchists there.
Well, David, I'll remind you that...
And WNYC is not doing the best interests of New York City.
David, I'll remind you that the guest before you was the NYPD Deputy Commissioner, Paul Brown. So we're certainly
right,
getting the police view on.
Your overwhelming shows have been sympathetic. You know, go back to the tapes. Look at your reporting. Look at your attitude. Look at your views. It's all pro.
Let me follow up on your original comment about the inconvenience as you went to work downtown yesterday. There's a post on our website from somebody who's pro Occupy Wall Street, who says people will call up saying, The sympathy I had for them is gone now that they made it hard for me to cross the street and shop. And this person argues back, you are the 99% also, or you wouldn't be walking the streets of New York City. You would be in your private town car. Secondly, the protesters are not causing the disruption of the blockages. The police are. The police set up the barricades. What do you want to say
listener? Can I respond to that?
That's why I asked, yes.
Yeah. You know what? You go to GuideStar and you look at WNYC. It's a nonprofit who doesn't pay taxes. You know, if anyone's talking about 99%, or you make $300,000 a year, okay, and you have other things. WNYC is not part of the 99%. You're part of the 1%, first of all, okay? You go to GuideStar, look up NYC, and it's a nonprofit, and you can tell the highest paid executives, okay? And WNYC is playing two sides. You're playing the side of the 1% that's living in this world. You know, you live in a nice area. Your wife lives in a nice area. WNYC gets very high pay, you know. And then you're talking about sympathizing with the Occupy Wall Street. What is it?
All right. David, thank you.
David. No, can I continue?
You can continue.
Look, anyone can go to GuideStar.org and look up WNYC and look at how much Brian Lehrer, Lenny Lopate, and everyone at WNYC makes. You're not part of the 99%. You're part of the 1%. And join us. Join the regular people of New York City, where these people are disrupting New York City. They're causing overtime of police. They're causing the New York City to lose money. And you don't pay taxes. Nonprofits don't pay taxes, okay? WNYC doesn't pay taxes. It uses the water, uses the sewer, uses the police, uses the subways, and they don't pay any taxes, okay?
Pay taxes. Well, all nonprofits are in certain categories.
No. Nonprofits don't contribute to the city of New York City. You don't pay for water. Right. You don't pay for sewer. You don't pay real estate taxes. You don't pay for police. You don't pay for hospitals. You don't pay for public schools. You have zero taxes at a 501(c).
Some things they do. Some things they don't. But David, I'm going to leave it there, and I'm going to move on. And I appreciate your call. And give you
the WNYC pay taxes to the New York City, as far as taxes as everyone pays. But nonprofits like you do not pay taxes. Don't tell me that. Go to GuideStar.
I understand. There are people. There are categories in which nonprofits pay taxes, and there are categories in which nonprofits do not pay taxes. But of course employees do pay taxes. But David, thank you for your call. We appreciate it. We're going to move on to someone else who does not think that Occupy Wall Street speaks for them. Danny in Princeton, you're on WNYC. Hello.
Yes, hi, Brian. Love your show. So I'm a scientist at Princeton, and I do fundamentally agree with Occupy Wall Street, but I don't understand why science workers, engineers, biologists, chemists, physicists are completely not represented. We are underpaid, we're underappreciated, and frankly, science and engineering in this country is going down the tubes because of that.
And therefore?
And therefore, we would like to be recognized, get some kind of more funding, some kind of better emphasis on education in the public, which is not really being talked about.
Thank you very much. Ryan in Farmingdale, you're on WNYC. Hello, Ryan.
Hey, Ryan. Big fan. Just have to let you know that. I'm just calling to say that I don't feel that I'm being represented fully in the Occupy Wall Street movement because, as far as I'm concerned, a movement requires two parts, the problem and the solution. And I'm not hearing any kind of solution being proposed by them as a whole. I would like to hear more of a protest against the Citizens United ruling, because I feel that pervasively corrupts the entire our entire country.
So you want to hear them focus more on specific rulings like Citizens United?
Exactly. As opposed to just pointing out the flaws in the system. That's only half of the part of any given movement.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And Mark in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Mark.
Yes, hi. Thank you for taking my call. I have a very simple question to the protesters. Point to me one country in the world where socialism works. I mean, look at Greece, look at France, look at Italy. Most of the European countries are on the verge of economic collapse because of the social system. Why in the world would you want a social system in America where America for 200-something years is prosperous, doing well with the capitalist system. I just need an answer to this question. Thank you.
Thank you. And there we leave it. Our call in for those in the 99% who do not feel that Occupy Wall Street speaks for you. Brian Lehrer and WNYC coming up next. We continue our Super Committee Countdown series with 5 days to go before the pre-Thanksgiving deadline. We'll talk to Robin Farzad from Bloomberg Businessweek and ask, so what to your finances if they don't come to a deal? Stay tuned.